T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Garland man with a checkered history is standing trial for the murder of a transgendered woman. And as KRLD's LP Phillips reports, the defendant doesn't think much of defense attorneys.
28-year-old Jimmy Eugene Johnson is representing himself in a murder trial that could send him to prison for life. Johnson's accused of the strangulation death of Carla Patricia Jones, a transgendered woman. It happened 4 years ago in Dallas County. Police say Johnson choked Jones, then fled. He was arrested several weeks later during a traffic stop outside of Huntsville. Prosecutors have a 2-page list of extraneous offenses they intend to present during a punishment hearing if there's a conviction. It includes arrests for abuse of women and anti-gay statements. A public defender had been appointed to represent Johnson, but Johnson told the judge he wanted to represent himself. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Southlake, In God We Trust signs are going up at all school campuses after they were donated by a Christian conservative group. The school district is already being investigated by the feds for civil rights violations. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Patriot Mobile donated the signs with the national motto above an American flag to Carroll ISD. The company's Scott Coburn says each school will get a framed poster.
A full 15% of Patriot Mobile's employees live here in Southlake. We live here. Our kids attend school here. We love Southlake. We love our Dragons.
Texas passed a law last year requiring schools to display In God We Trust signs if they're donated. Several people got up to speak during public comment. All were in favor, but online, the group Southlake Anti-Racism Coalition called the donation concerning, with one person responding the signs give Southlake a horrible reputation. Another said Carroll ISD should work harder to keep politics out of classrooms. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Reaction continues to pour in today after the firing of Texas Rangers manager Chris Woodward. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein spoke with some of those fans at Globe Life Field.
Chris Woodward was fired after almost 4 seasons and without achieving a winning record. Before their game against Oakland, some fans say the team fired the wrong man.
John should have gone.
I'd rather get rid of Mr. Daniels first, since he's the one who's hiring Chris Woodward. So that's what I do.
I think he should be fired. He don't deserve his job right now.
Others say Woodward got a raw deal since he was dealt a team not built for contending. Tony Beasley is serving as the interim manager for the remainder of the season, and the team says he will be considered for the full-time managerial job once the job search begins after the season. At Globe Life Field in Arlington, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And despite the managerial change, that didn't slow down the Rangers last night in their first game under Tony Beasley, their interim manager. They were trailing the A's 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth when Marcus Semien tied it up.
Hit hard down the left side, and it is gone! 18th home run of the year for Semien, and he's tied the game at one.
The Rangers would go on to win it 2-1. They've now won 3 straight, and they'll play the A's again tonight. Boxes set up by nonprofit groups in Dallas to accept donations of clothes and other items could face new regulations next year. City Council member Chad West says a lot of people simply leave their stuff outside the boxes, and he's been getting a lot of complaints about the mess it's making.
Literally every week about clothes being thrown on the ground, items blowing out into the street.
Arlington and Frisco already have regulations for such drop-off sites. Dallas could decide to limit where those boxes could be located. American Airlines announces an agreement with Boom Supersonic to purchase up to 20 Overture jets. American has put down a non-refundable deposit on those planes, and they have the option to buy an additional 40. The Overture is being designed to carry 65 to 80 passengers at Mach 1.7 over water, or twice the speed of today's fastest commercial aircraft. It has a limited range of just over 4,000 nautical miles. Boom says flying from Miami to London in just under 5 hours and Los Angeles to Honolulu in 3 hours are among the many possibilities. The Overture jet is slated to roll out in 2025 and carry its first passengers by 2029. Investigators are back on the scene this morning trying to figure out what caused a deadly house explosion in Garland over the weekend. One woman was killed. Five other people remain in the hospital being treated for burns. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
ATMA says it has found no indications that its natural gas system was involved in the explosion that killed Paula Reyes and sent five of her relatives, including two children and a teenager, to the hospital with burns that the neighbors who helped can never forget.
I went out to help. I walked a few of the victims to the ambulance and just looking back to their injuries, and it's hard.
Two of Ray's grandsons, ages 2 and 5, are in critical condition, as is a 15-year-old boy. Two of her adult daughters are in stable condition. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.